This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have a special guest with us, a former correspondent under that of Donald Trump, and now correspondent under that of Biden's criminal administration, Dr. June Knight, here to tell you what you're not being told to the mainstream media once again, and keep it in mind, friends, that she gets it hot off the press here from the White House. Dr. June Knight in just a couple of minutes. Folks, as you well know, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that the CDC comes in behind and undermining the law through something called policy. Well, I got to say this, friends, it's not even that. They're just coming in out of nowhere and creating out of thin air what they call law. And the question that the American people need to be asking themselves, the question is where did they contrive this law from, if not from we the people? The highlight was from Forbes magazine, it was no longer constrained by Trump, as if to suggest Donald Trump was a law unto himself. Again, we're ruled by the U.S. Constitution, not by your favorite politician. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But it states that the CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, issues order that makes not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. Oh, okay. And guess what? There's the American people to just go right along with it, whether it be true or not, whether it be lawful or not. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, no longer restricted by the Trump administration, I'm humored by this, issued an extensive federal public health order, a health order. Okay, late Friday, requiring all individuals to wear masks over their mouth and nose on nearly all forms of public transportation and private ride-sharing services, and makes refusal to wear a face covering a violation of federal law. Wait a second. I can't find a federal law that tells me if someone doesn't wear a mask that they're breaking the law. See, this is the problem they've had since day one, friends. That's what they do, is they hide behind executive order. See, but executive orders are null and void unless they be congruent with the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 6, Section 2, which is the supremacy clause found in the United States Constitution. Okay? It goes on, this Forbes article did. The order, which takes effect on Tuesday, requires a mask be worn, requires, not law, friends, again, that's a request, a mask be worn by all travelers on planes, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. Now, I guess what they've done, friends, is basically usurped all authority. They've aggrandized all the power and authority unto themselves to suggest now they can tell the planes and the trains and the people on the subways and those that own the subways and the buses and the taxis and the ride-sharing services that you better obey us or else. In other words, they're taking authority. They're encroaching upon their God-given rights to suggest that they have the authority to now tell them what they better do or else. Or else what? Face coverings are also required at transportation hubs such as airports, bus terminals, train stations, and subway stations. The mandate, now it went from required to the mandate, offers a few exceptions allowing individuals to lower masks, listen carefully, while eating, drinking, or taking medication for brief periods and for communicating with a person who is hearing impaired. You, hey, listen to me. All you folks in federal government, all you folks at the CDC, you can go fly a kite, okay? You do not have the lawful authority to bring this about. You know it, and I know it. And the last thing these people want the American people to come to the realization of is the fact that there is no law. There is no law. But what are they doing? Are they stopping? No, through the Hegelian dialectic, they're pushing forward. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, I just got this yesterday, friends. Legislators in the state of Minnesota introduced a mask mandate bill in Minnesota. See how they build off which doesn't exist, friends? See, they build off, again, the ignorance of the American people. Some might say, well, Bradley, why do you keep talking to us like that way or in such a fashion? Well, how else are they doing this? And by the way, if it's not you that I'm talking to, then what are you angry about? We're supposed to be on the same side here. This is all unlawful activity going in the United States. Aren't you angry about what's going on? Aren't you angry that government is taking it upon themselves to go ahead and call it law when they all the well know it's not law? Are they stopping with what they're doing? No, this is not going to stop until the American people put a stop to it. It's just that simple. But here you have it. Now, going forward, legislators, they call themselves, in the state of Minnesota, want a mask mandate, okay? They want masks to be worn indoors at businesses or public settings. They want to, waiting outdoors to enter in and indoor businesses or indoor public settings, they want people to wear masks. They want riding on public transportation in a school transportation vehicle, in a ride-sharing vehicle, or in a vehicle being used for a business purpose. They want to make sure you have a mask on. What are they writing off here, friends? This just came out yesterday. They're writing off what the CDC does not have concerning the power that they are foretelling that they do have. See what they're building off? They're building off of unlaw. This is how a country caves in. This is how a country destroys itself, friends. The fifth one is in a common area of multi-unit dwelling. They want to make sure people have masks on. Okay. The fact of the matter is that the bill becomes law. Businesses would be required, notice the word again, to follow the guidelines and ensure workers adhere to the mandate. If they violate it, they could be sued by the government. Instead of the businesses suing the government, they're going to set themselves up and they're going to wait it out until the government puts them in a position where they can be sued now by the government and be fined up to $25,000. Business owners also could serve up to 90 days in jail. How many times have I shared and conveyed to the people that listen to this show on a daily basis? Either you deal with corruption or they are going to strip away your God-given rights. This stops Americans only when you put a stop to this. I'm here to tell you, they are violating, friends, the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They're violating the 4th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. If you go back, friends, concerning the CDC's order, which they have no lawful order to basically make reference to enforce. It's interesting that they said that the TSA would enforce these orders. Well, why don't you go ahead and read the 4th Amendment? Because what you're going to find, friends, if you take a step back 20 years, you're going to find out that the TSA has no lawful authority neither. We call it a pretended authority, friends, because it is a pretended authority. We're going to come right back on the other side with Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent under now that of Mr. Joe Biden's criminal administration. We'll be right back in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, go over to that of sonsoflibertyradio.com and jump on there. You can see who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing, Luke 19:10. Also, jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see the social media platforms and or radio links. Go ahead and connect to that or join us on Top Chat. You want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that too, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and that's what we hold to bring about the resolve that Americans declare that they want. If you want the answers, friends, you're going to have to apply the faith that you say that you embody. And the fact of the matter is, faith without works is dead, and we have to show the world our faith by our works, James 2:14 through 26. So without further ado, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Dr. June Knight. She is a White House correspondent of the former administration of Donald Trump, as now she slid in through transition to that of a White House correspondent under the new administration. So welcome to the show, Dr. June Knight.
Well, hello, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a little snowy here. I woke up in the state of Minnesota here, June, and we had about 6 inches more than we did before we closed our eyes. So it's proving itself to be the state of Minnesota. It's 10 degrees out, I think, and it's quite chilly, but nice and snowy. So the snow makes it a little fun here in the state of Minnesota. But I know you're in Tennessee, so are you going to, like, at this point, rub it in how nice it is down south and how cold it is up here in the north? Or what's the temperature
well,
there?
It's so funny you're saying that, because it is very cold here. But I do need to clarify that Biden stripped my credentials.
Oh, he did?
Last week. He's doing it to the right. which I believe they're, you know, picking out the ones that they say are conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
But it's actually the Christian ones that actually speak truth is who he, what I mean by the credentials is closing the door so I will not get that inside information from the White House. Now, I do still get the inside information to the State Department, but we also have Google, who is now threatening to kick me off because they say, they actually wrote me a letter and said they do not like me.
Oh.
They do not, yeah, they do not like my channel. They say I'm a hater and, you know, so we, the persecution is definitely out there, but I still cover it. I'm still a White House correspondent for WATB-TV, so it doesn't change that.
Amen. Now let me go back to something that you just stated. You just said Google sent you a letter and basically told you that they didn't like you in so many words.
Yes, that's right. They don't like my whole channel.
Oh.
My whole channel of WATB.TV, which is Christian.
Yep.
And we expose, you know, a lot of what's happening in Washington.
Okay, so what we're finding out is the devil doesn't like the truth, nor do his dominions.
Right.
Exactly, John 8:44. Well, let's start rocking and rolling here really quick, Dr. June.
Okay.
And, okay,
yes.
So what's going on with the Trump agenda that's being rolled out during this transition under the Biden administration? Curious.
Well, you know, I have a unique perspective. First of all, I believe that it's all a setup. I believe that Trump does not want to go down in a sinking ship. And Trump acted like, I believe he knew ahead of time that he was not going to be in because he did that movie called Trump 2024.film, and he kept stressing everybody, what is the country going to be like without him? Still the savior complex, the same as Q. But he acted like he was fighting the system the whole next 3 months up until Biden. And then
yeah.
The odd thing was Biden being out there in the office of the president-elect and making his cabinet choices already and doing all the official duties when it was not even settled in the courts. So then when the deal of January the 6th come out, that was all a farce and a setup because he did incite them. If you watch the video, he stood out there in the front telling them, all of y'all need to go to the Capitol, much less all of the emails that these people were receiving to go to that location. And then I want to point this out because y'all know that I've studied the LGBT movement, which has partnered with President Trump, which is why I jumped off the Trump drink. Okay, so the LGBT movement is the one that moved most of the progressives from the Democrats over to the Republicans, and then President Trump and the Republicans partnered with this agenda, sent them across the country, paid for it, and had them hold these town hall meetings. And let me tell you what ended up happening. They ended up sponsoring the Stop the Steal campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This was done by the LGBT movement. And then, so they helped to lead the church, the conservatives, you know, the patriots, led them to the slaughter. Because what happened is, when they went out there, there was no LGBT flag. Because you would have the impression that they knew what was coming. So there was nothing that would hurt them, but yet they pushed them all out there to this, and then I don't know who it was that went in, but it was very suspicious the way that the police moved out of the way, let them come in, and we all know the woman that was killed was military. We all know that when the president is in the building or when the vice president is in the building, you're not getting anywhere near them.
Yep.
That whole thing was a farce.
Yep.
Okay, but the LGBT, what they did is they turned around and they antagonized the Christians because they did a radio broadcast where they said, oh, it was a white man.
Yeah.
It was a white man.
It's the same method. And when the American
people,
to suggest that this whole thing wasn't staged from start to finish is insanity because we've seen the paid protesters file off the buses. We've seen the paid provocateurs. We've seen the crooked cops opening way for the people to rush inside. It's all on film. But see, the thing here, June, is the fact that we keep seeing the same playbook over and over and over again. You know, as a matter of fact, it was the it was Joseph Mengele. He was the SS officer. They equated him and they labeled him as the Angel of Death. He was the one under the Third Reich that said the more that we do to the people, the less the people believe it, that it's us doing it to them. And it's like, how many times do these provocateurs need to be popped before the American people figure out that they're the modern-day brown shirts setting the stage, acting out during their little plays, and then the mainstream media picks it up, and they pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what fits their narrative and what doesn't fit their narrative. They just throw it away, and then they keep replaying it over in the face of the American people. June, I mean, this stuff is as simple to see as I've ever seen. And let me now go back to what you said about the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ movement, okay? It's a felony in every state, number one. Number two, if people haven't gone, again, making reference to the 30s again under the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler had masculine homosexuals and he had effeminate homosexuals under his authority. He stacked them in his governments for the very purpose that he knew that they would do what they were told to do. And it's exactly what we're seeing in America again today. If you haven't read the book, The Pink Swastika, Americans, take the time to know a little more history as to what's going on with the homosexual agenda. The American people give them a green light, and what happens is those that are accomplices as well as the guilty, you spit against heaven, you will surely fall on your own back. And it's exactly what we're in for if we don't begin to understand that what these people are advocating for is what God clearly condemns. What say you?
Yes, and let me tell you, the reason it's very important on how they handle January 6th is because that's what they're using today against us.
Yeah, that's right.
So that whole situation was used, as the ones in your chat room are saying now, as a false flag. It's the only way, the conclusion that you can come to. Okay, then they're turning around and they're using this as a case for extremists. Now, I have been telling my audience that they are after the persecution, I mean after the Christians. And they're working on changing the Constitution. Remember, I told you about that, the 1776 Commission, President Biden is changing the name of it, but it's all still the same deal. So, I mean, our country is in a transition. I just want to tell everybody this: our country is in a transition right now, and I just reported yesterday on my news that the Jews are calling for prayer across the earth on February the 21st, and they're calling it a prayer for the return of the Mashiach.
Oh, okay. I got a heartbreak, Dr. June Knight, correspondent under Donald Trump and the current administration, but apparently she just got stripped of that, but we're going to keep talking anyway. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Congressional Democrats are introducing a proposal to cancel student loan debt for millions of Americans.
We are here today to introduce our proposal to cancel $50,000 in student debt.
Right, yeah.
And take a huge burden off so many people in America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York saying President Biden can do it with his signature. Speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday, Republican Congressman from Georgia Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for things she's said in the past.
A lot of Americans don't trust our government, and that's sad. The problem with that is, though, is I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
USA Radio News. The Mississippi State Board of Health is going ahead with plans for medical marijuana in the state. The department has until July 1st to put together regulations and until mid-August to begin licensing those in the industry and issuing cards allowing residents who qualify to buy marijuana. The questions continue regarding Major League Baseball starting its season on time.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Man, I was just taking some time. By the way, we have a special guest, Dr. June Knight, former correspondent under Donald Trump, and she transitioned as the White House correspondent under criminal Joe Biden, and apparently she was stripped of that. So we're going to have her on in just a moment. I want to throw something at you really quick, Dr. June Knight. I was just thinking about Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister. And we see a whole lot of what he tried to start and was hoping to finish, but it failed miserably. And he was responsible for saying this. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. He said, the lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequence of the lie. In other words, they didn't want the people to have the truth. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And after I read that, I thought about the way that Joseph Goebbels died. Most people don't know that. He had actually, once they were found out and they seen that the militaries of the world were overtaking that of the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler and his reign of terror, it was interesting to note that he went home and his entire family committed suicide. People don't realize that when you sell out the truth, it's just a matter of time before that happens to them, too. So that should be a strong warning to everybody that is just going along to get along concerning working for these six corporations that are propagandizing the world for big money. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're lying for someone, you need to understand that when they don't need you anymore, they get rid of you too. And that applies to them, because that is what the enemy of men's souls does. He deceives them. And then he destroys. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. So with that said, those are my thoughts. But again, friends, we have White House correspondent Dr. June Knight under Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And she was recently stripped. I just wanted to make sure we get that in there. But I wanted to go back to one of the topics that we were going to talk about, June. And that was the whole rollout concerning the vaccination, because I've long said since the very beginning of all this, plandemic, I said the very people that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination, and now we're on the other side of the spectrum. And this is what we hear every single commercial on this radio show. The pros of the vaccination, how bad it is, and we better get the vaccination. We hear more lies from the unqualified, the unlicensed, and the unelected. What is this whole COVID-19 vaccination rollout look like concerning the information that you have for the American people?
Well, I just released yesterday that they come out with a new one, and this is a shocker name, but it's called Sputnik.
Oh,
Sputnik.
They going to the moon again?
See?
They going to the moon
Thank
again?
Thank you very much, because we know that these vaccines have technology in them, which I've been exposing how President Trump installed the 5G, and we had to have the infrastructure put in across the country on the interstate highways everywhere so that they can do the surveillance and partner with the technology that they have coming in through the vaccine. Because people don't know this, Bradley, but whenever they get the vaccine, they will never have privacy again. It's just that simple. And that's why a lot of people believe that it is the mark of the beast, and if not the mark of the beast, the very close thing that's going to lead to it in the near coming days. Because the way that it's going to be monitored is that they will be able to monitor your insides. It's called the Internet of Bodies, because the Internet of Things is what is connected. Everything is connected. You have the Internet of Medical Things and the Internet of Bodies. So these little nanobots that go in have radio frequency attached, which I compared to the Sputnik name, because these radio frequencies will connect to your phone, which will then connect to their main office or your doctor. And it will keep them abreast. They can check you on the app at any time to see what your insides are doing and even how you're feeling. Mm. And this is where it crosses a big line. And I've been studying the World Economic Forum because of the Great Reset coming. And Klaus Schwab, which is the one that's the president of it, talks about the Great Reset. And he says, you know, that society is going to be changed based upon the way that we see it now with capitalists and with the socialists, it's actually going to go to we the people. So this is going to be a time coming in the very near future where they are going to judge you based upon your loyalty to the government. Kind of like, have you ever covered what they do in China with the social credit system?
No, I'm aware of it, though, but you can go ahead and share.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. People are judged based upon where they go. Like if you go to a church that the government does not approve, you get these points taken and then you suffer. Mm-hmm. And so you're also judged by your peers. So I noticed today President Biden did a press conference that I watched, and he said a few things that was very disturbing having to do with that, because he says that they are going to enforce racial injustice. And they are going to increase their climate change, which is nothing but persecution towards the church.
Yep.
With the climate change agenda, and plus with the racial injustice. And also, when he says that term, build back better, that term is a UN term. His agenda partners with the UN 2030 agenda. And going back to President Trump, I want to tell you that I believe that President Trump, he started this thing called 45 Office. And what that is now he has his own office, and it's called the Office of the 45, Office of President, Donald John Trump. Okay, and in this office he has, where he's setting up to begin rallies again, he's not quitting. We are going to see more of this man. He has attorneys where now he's fighting this impeachment, and starting next week, and y'all need to pay attention to this, because next week they're going to start the debacle of the court case. So I think that while we're going to be distracted with this court and this fighting again between, just like you said a minute ago, the Hegelian dialect, what is going to be happening, because Biden says that he is going to increase his vaccine agenda with the military, because guess what? The doctors and the nurses are quitting. I interviewed a nurse, and she said over 60%.
Yep.
So now the military is having to step up to the plate and come in and give the jab.
Yeah.
So we're, a lot of things are happening right now, Bradley.
They are. And here's the thing. You know, I'm not a gloom and doomer, June, as you all know.
Right, I know that, yes.
Okay. Because I lived the life of grace. I've lived the life of favor. And I've seen wherever that, concerning my ministry and my testimonies, wherever I'm willing to fight, I see that the Lord has never failed me. I've never seen him fail. See, the problem I believe that we have in this country is you have, again, the statistics of 86% of the American people profess to be Christians, June. But when I'm out there doing what I'm doing, I'm seeing less than 3% of Christianity from the people that profess to be Christians. Christians don't shut down their churches, okay, when the state creates a plandemic. They just showed you who their loyalties are, too.
Yes,
okay?
I agree 100%.
Okay, they didn't
submit
to Christ. They submitted to the state, who has not the lawful authority to shut down their churches. Okay, we just got back from Tennessee. We just got back from Michigan. From packed churches, June. Because if you're willing to preach, the people will come. But they need to see faith in action. And the fact of the matter is, if we're truly following Christ, we're going to become fishers of men. And in the process of doing that, I have nothing but hope in front of me. Now, I'm not delusional. I'm not under the illusion that we're not in hard times. I totally get it. But my objective here, again, is not to save my life. My objective here is to see that the young people get through to the other side of this. I just have one question for the 86% of the people that call themselves Christians in this country. How is it that you don't understand that if you let the bad people be the bad people, they're going to wax worse and worse? And if you claim to be the good people in this country, why do 86% of 330 million people allow less than 1.7% of the population to destroy the rest of us? How does this make sense? And how is it that we take the word of man over the word of God? Because where I hear the word of man and the word of the flesh, I hear and I can feel fear behind that, which brings about a snare. But when I see someone obey the word of God, I see when they're in the spirit, they're actually taking ground and God is bearing witness concerning that man or that woman that's faithful unto him. So I just want to make clear that my message is not doom and gloom. There's no doubt in my mind that there is going to be a war sooner or later, because these people are pushing for war. They're trying to create a world without God, which, listen to me, bad guys, which will never, ever, ever, ever be. You will never have a godless world. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. And the fact of the matter is, if we're really called to be faithful witnesses for Jesus Christ, then let's get busy, because I believe that we can win the day. But again, it's not going to be without a warfare, and America is under judgment. So again, there we are agreed, but on the other side of it, I do believe that we can win the day if the American people would stand up and do their job and bring justice to the corrupt.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. We are under judgment, and yesterday we witnessed on our news broadcast, you know, Buttigieg was...
another homosexual,
Yes, he was put in by the vice president, and I was watching him with his wife, you know, this man, and they was holding whatever Bible they say was his mother's, but it was not a normal-looking Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at them, and I could not help but think in my heart how this is an escalation of the judgment of the church, because the past 2 years, when I would try to reveal to people the partnerships that the president Trump had, you know, their leader, their savior, with the LGBT, they would.
Let's get to that in just a moment. We got a hard break, Dr.
Okay.
June Knight, White House correspondent. Friends, we're going to come right back after this break. I got a couple questions. We got one more segment.
Okay.
No phone calls. Sorry about that, guys. We want to hear as much from Dr. June Knight as possible today. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. No phone calls today, but folks, you can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live. Join us on Top Chat on the social media platform, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front top left. Click onto that social media platform and join us on Top Chat. We have with us today our friend from Tennessee, Dr. June Knight, correspondent under Donald Trump and Biden temporarily. And we were just talking, Dr. June, a moment ago about what Biden's doing concerning stacking his cabinet and what the big agenda is. You can continue on with your thought there.
Yeah, so what I was saying about seeing the homosexual being sworn in, I couldn't help but think about the judgment to the church, because we have excused the previous president for his partnership with them, and now we see it escalate, and now you want to be offended
that
you didn't care about what they did across the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the deal is with his cabinet, I believe that all of this is put in, the transgender gentleman and everything is put in to offend the church. Because Trump had that film come out, Trump 2024.film come out at the time of the election. I believe he already knew that he was going to run again in 2024, or even it may be his daughter. But I also think that he may be in for something bigger, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So the next thing is, about his cabinet is I believe that Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, you all must know that the transportation secretary is over data. So he is now, this homosexual dude, he's now over the entire data infrastructure, which is the Internet of Things, which is partnering with the Department of Human Services and partnering with FEMA. So, this, I mean, it's very serious. This, and the Department of Justice, I mean, just the way that Biden has stacked his entire justice team are all of the Antichrist spirit.
Of course, of
which
course.
Means, yeah, against the church. So the whole thing is a setup against the church. They want to get rid of it.
Of course, and that's how they bear rule through the ignorant, is they basically consecrate unto themselves. You can call them what you will, but priests of the high places,
yeah.
they lower the standard, and then they want those scoundrels, as Benito Mussolini rightly called them, because they were easily controlled, to rule over the masses, to lower the standard and keep their eyes off the Christ. And that's what you get for keeping your eyes off the Christ, Hebrews 12:2. This all comes as no surprise. I want to go back to something, too,
right.
Concerning
yes.
Donald Trump, because I think a lot of people think that this just started with Joe Biden. And the fact of the matter is, Dr. June Knight, there would be no Joe Biden if Donald Trump would have prosecuted him for his crimes against we the people concerning
yeah.
the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3.
Right.
What say you?
I heard you say that before on your show, and I was like, he is absolutely right. Well, not only that, what about draining the swamp? What
That's
about
right.
locking her up?
That's right.
What about all his other promises? I'm going to pull out of the UN, and I'm going to help you Christians. I'm going to make it to where you're not persecuted online. No.
So
none of that.
Yeah, so he did none of that. And I want to convey, because I want people to understand that Dr. June Knight was in the White House with that of Donald Trump. And can you kind of tell your story really quick, like in a nutshell, as to how your transformation took place? Because you at first, at the offset of his administration, you went in there to support him. And then what happened? Then what happened?
Well, I did a 40-day fast when he first got in office, prayed him in with a team of people, and then God sent me across the country. I prayed across the country, 36 states, 18,000 miles on a six-month tour, eating peanut butter and jelly, living all faith, praying for the country. Then after that, I did a national Christian march called Mega Revival, Make America Godly Again.
Yep.
Then after that, on my way home, God spoke to me and said, you're going to move to Washington, D.C. I was like, what? So 9 months later, there I go. He sent me. And he told me, he said, you to go up there. I went up there with $9 in a suitcase. No connections, no money, no credit card, no car, nothing. But God did a miracle. He provided the entire thing. He took me straight into the top, opened the door of the White House, put me in all them meetings, praying with all the top people. I mean, it was really phenomenal. Now that I look back and I think what he did in just 1 year's time is so amazing. And I was able to see a lot. So the first, I'd say, 6 months I was in there, I was so pro-Trump. One time, the first time I met him, he was walking to Marine One. And we was back by the Rose Garden in the back, and I said, he walked in front of me, and I freaked out, and I jumped him down, and I said, President Trump, I said, we love you. You know, because I was so on the Trump train, you know. And so he stopped and he looked at me and smiled and he said, well, thank you. You know, it was real funny. But after that, when I started seeing the meetings he's having in the White House with the Rockefellers and stuff, yep. And then I started noticing how he was doing on Twitter and how his mouth literally destroyed people, which, by the way, since they wiped him clean on the Internet, that gives us no proof to his mouth. No proof to the utter destruction of who he was. Now, he can run again with a whole new image in 3 years and, you know, act like none of that ever happened. I mean, seriously, I believe that this whole deal of him being wiped off social media was to wipe off his mouth.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's aimed at, I believe it was aimed at his followers more than anything, because the charade, smoke and mirrors continue on.
Yes.
And it's aimed at browbeating anybody that dares stand up and do the right thing. And we're seeing that roll out in real time here. But June, what I wanted to highlight is what you personally told me, where you seen him, how he acted. And I'm talking about Donald Trump, how he acted in public. And then once he got behind closed doors, you said he acted differently there. Can you share a little of that, please?
Well, he'll say one thing in public, but what he does behind closed doors, like when he writes his paperwork and stuff, he's totally different. He is, he's not, when you, I tell people, when you see him say, oh, I'm going to open up the door for you, you might as well know that he's cutting your legs off behind the scenes. And that's exactly, that's how he is. And
yep.
It's terrible to say that. But I'm telling you, when I discovered who he really was, it took me a long time to get over it because of my love for him. I used to stand in front of his office, and I would pray for him, and I would really fight for him. And I didn't care to be fighting the mainstream media because I thought that the left was so evil, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But when I got in there, I discovered, wait a minute, he is actually doing these things on purpose to hurt the church. He is bringing these people to these rallies in the middle of these hotbeds. He is endorsing the LGBT, knowing that the church will not endorse that, and doing the red flag gun laws, cussing our God, and then going to the UN, and really showed me at the UN when I was standing in the back, how he is extremely ecumenical. And all of our big leaders that are around him, the evangelicals that we was all so proud of, were sitting down there. They're the religion.
Yeah,
and
oneness.
The very one who's,
yeah, they want
and
oneness.
That's what they're doing now.
Amen. Yeah. Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, I got one more question for you. I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes. First of all, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, our website is WATB, which means We Are the Bride. WATB.TV, and we're also on YouTube as that, and on Facebook.
Amen. Final question. What about the Trump 1776 Commission? Curious.
Okay, the 1776 Commission was formed the same way that the Open Up America Again plan is. The Open Up America Again is all of the big corporations, right? So the 1776 Commission is to try to even out America, to put us to where the white supremacy, it's not about Christianity anymore. They want to make it where everybody gets representation and that it can be presented to all the other nations as now we are just an ecumenical country. We're blended with all of you others.
Yeah.
There's everything's becoming even, this whole new world that they're creating. They're normalizing.
Yeah,
is the term that they're using across the world, the way that they're blending everything together, is normalization.
So, but it's everybody's got a voice except the Christians, right?
Exactly. They're all atheists. They're all professors and other people, attorneys, and they're all atheists. There's not a one person on there that's a Christian. And listen to this. This is creepy. They started in September, and had they come out with their report 3 days before Biden came in. And when they come out with their report, the day it come out, I downloaded it. And as soon as Trump got in, Biden got in, he stripped it.
Yep.
They wiped the internet and took it off so that you can't see it now.
Yep.
So I thought, okay, I see what y'all did. President Trump had the commission to prepare Biden for what he's about. Oh, he was the John the Baptist to Biden.
Yeah, he was teeing it up for him. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting. They can go ahead and do what they will, but the fact of the matter is Judges 5:8 comes to my aid. The Bible says where there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. So they can go ahead and try to maintain and create all they want, but the fact of the matter is the Lord's right, man is wrong. And if we don't get it right, according to God's laws, we're going to get the war that we don't want. Love you by what we do, friends. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.